I believe Jesus said that He was true deity. And I've shown you some of these passages. But you know, there is a passage where Jesus Christ actually said, I am Jehovah God. At that juncture, the Watchtower person will say, it's not in the Bible. And you must say, but it is. Because if Jesus Christ really is God in human flesh, and if He really did come back from the grave in the same form that hung on the cross, the Watchtower has misled you. You have been deceived. And you are lost. Now to buttress that, 1 Corinthians 15 is imperative. Know it thoroughly. And know the following facts. Number one, the meaning of the word resurrection. The word resurrection in Greek and Hebrew always refers to the physical form and never to the soul or the spirit. Make a note of that. The word resurrection in Greek and Hebrew always refers to the physical form, never to the soul or the spirit. The Bible knows absolutely nothing of resurrected ghosts, only resurrected men. Important point. Ask the Jehovah's Witness. In the resurrection, what form will you take? What will you look like? Just give me some idea. Are you going to be a spirit? Or are you going to have a physical form? The average Jehovah's Witness believes he is going to be resurrected from the dead in a physical form. That's an important point. The average Jehovah's Witness believes he is going to be resurrected from the dead in a physical form. Then you take him to 1 John chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 2. Beloved, we are now the sons of God. It did not yet appear what we shall be. But we know. That's a great text. We know when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. Contradiction. I'm going to be a spirit in the resurrection. Right? Did Jehovah's Witness say, No. God, have a physical form. Oh, but Jesus was raised a spirit, wasn't He? Yes. It says here in 1 John 3, 2, we shall be like Him in the resurrection. We're going to be spirits too. Settles the whole problem. Oh, no, that can't be. Well, then it contradicts itself. You see, that nasty word always works itself in. And they'll say, oh, it doesn't contradict itself. Well, then you say, what does it mean? What is the meaning? We shall be like Him. We shall see Him as He is. How is He? And at that point, we can go to not only His affirmation of deity, but also to the nature of the resurrection. The most singularly devastating passage in the New Testament on the resurrection of Jesus Christ is seldom ever used by Christians. It is the only prophecy recorded in the New Testament wherein Jesus describes the nature of His resurrection. The only one. John chapter 2, verses 19 through 21. You ought to memorize it. Jesus said, you destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will what? Raise it up. The Jews says it took 46 years to build this temple. You're going to build it again in 3 days? Verse 21, what does it say? He was speaking of the temple of His body, soma. Now, if you want to be an instant Greek scholar, write in the margin of your Bible, next to the word body, in John 2:19, write S, S-O-M-A. Greek, body. Not spirit, not soul, body. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says, if Christ be not risen from the dead, your faith is empty. You are still in your sins. The word resurrection refers to the resuscitation of a body. And Paul says, if you don't believe in the resurrection of the body, you're lost. And what's more, if you don't believe in the resurrection of Jesus' body, you're lost now. Because if he is not resurrected from among the corpses, we're all lost. Because his resurrection is the central doctrine of the Christian faith. Strange that modern theologians have spent so much time talking about the glory of the Easter message and the wonder of the empty tomb. Each Easter brings forth in liberal publications all forms of sermons and comments on the marvel of the empty tomb and what really happened in that quiet garden. I read one theologian who said, we will never know what happened that first quiet Easter morning, but whatever it was, it changed the course of the world. Heaven deliver us from his madness. If we don't know what happened that first Easter morning, we are not going to do anything with a world that's dying in sin. Because what happened the first Easter morning was, in the words of the angel, he is not here. He is risen as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord lay. Christianity is not an empty tomb theology. Christianity is a living Savior theology. Empty tombs are meaningless. Living Saviors are the core of everything the church must believe. Now, Jesus Christ came out of the tomb in the same form that hung on Calvary. And John chapter 20, which we looked at before, says that he presented his body to Thomas and said, put your finger into my hand and your hand into my side. Do not be without faith. Believe. Jesus showed him the wounds in his hands and his feet and his side. He identified the body. And then Thomas worshipped him and called him Jehovah God. You have the resurrection of Christ and the deity of Christ. Same passage. In Luke chapter 24, the Jehovah's Witnesses don't like to discuss the passage. And the reason they don't like to discuss it is because the disciples made the same mistake the watchtower made. And Jesus corrected it. Now, if you want to attract the Jehovah's Witness attention in your living room, say to him, your organization teaches that Jesus was made alive as a spirit, right? Right. Supposing the Bible says he came back in the same body that died on the cross. Oh, no, no, that's not true. The Bible doesn't say that. Supposing it does. Well, it doesn't. Well, if it does, well, then, of course, the watchtower would be wrong. Did you know that the Watchtower Society made the same mistake the disciples and the apostles of our Lord made? They made a mistake. And the watchtower person will say, well, I don't remember any. They didn't make any mistake. They believed he was risen. Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 39. Jesus appeared in the presence of his disciples. And the record says what? They were terrified and frightened, and they supposed that they had seen a spirit. What does the watchtower believe? The King, Christ Jesus, was put to death in the flesh and was resurrected an invisible spirit. Jesus corrected the mistake right on the spot. Why are you troubled? Why do thoughts arise in your heart? Behold my hands and my feet, it is I myself. Handle me and see. A spirit doesn't have flesh and bone as you see me have. And then this invisible spirit creature sat down and ate broiled fish in a honeycomb. At some invisible spirit. Now when you couple John 20, Luke 24, and the marvelous passage of John 2, the temple of his body, it's a very easy thing to cause the Jehovah's Witness to have to be driven to a re-examination of the text. And what you will get are objections to some of these passages. And we are going to be studying in our next lecture the texts and the terms twisted and misapplied by Watchtower theology. I will give you the Watchtower's arguments against the deity of Christ and against the resurrection of Christ. And then we will answer those arguments in context so that when they are in contact with you, the moment they begin to give you the answer, you can complete it for them. And nothing frustrates a Jehovah's Witness more than for you to complete what the Watchtower has given him. Because it indicates that you already know the position. And you already have an answer for it. It's very disquieting. And next week, that's precisely what we are going to do. But I want to bring together the great theme of resurrection with the deity of our Lord. Because if Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead immortal, he is not the Son of God. We can claim no more for him than for any other good man, namely that he conquered death spiritually. But, says Paul, now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. By man came death, by man resurrection from among the dead. What kind of resurrection? Bodily resurrection. The word resurrection always refers to the body, number one. Number two, hammer home what we're going to be like in the resurrection. And they will tell you physical. Then take them to 1 John 3:2 and say, no, spirit. Because Jesus is spirit. The contradiction there will give you ample opportunity to go into John chapter 2 and Luke chapter 24 and John chapter 20 and show where the Watchtower has led them astray. Yeah. Next week we're going to deal with their arguments against the resurrection of Christ. But the answer to that question is quite simple in the context. Luke 24, handle me. A spirit does not have flesh and bone as you see me to have. The identification is personal. Christ identifies his own form. We'll get more into that in our next lecture. But I want you also to link together one other passage. And that passage is in the third chapter of Exodus, verses 14 and 15, with John chapter 8, verse 58. Christ, in conflict with the Jews, said, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it coming and he was glad. And the Jews said, you are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham? Jesus said, let me tell you something that's really beyond that, far out. Before Abraham sprang into existence, I am Jehovah God. And he used the divine name, quoted Exodus 3, 14 and 15, from the Septuagint, which is the Greek translation of the Hebrew, and applied it to himself. You remember when God said to Moses, go back into the land of Egypt, and Moses said, well, whom shall I say has sent me? And the Lord said, I am that I am. This is my memorial forever and to all generations. I am hath sent me unto you. Jesus Christ took that name and applied it to himself. Before Abraham was, I am. Jehovah's Witnesses don't like that passage. They even invented a text in the Greek to escape it. They put a very scholarly sounding footnote in their translation. And they said, after the perfect indefinite tense of the verb, should be translated, I have been. not I am. The only problem is there is no perfect indefinite tense in the Greek language. But since they didn't know that, they put it in print. It's been corrected by numerous Greek scholars. Now, of course, they're attempting to escape it as a historical present. But the fact remains, Jesus said in the present tense, I am. And they took up stones to stone him. Why? John 10, verse 30. For thy good works we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. The Jews understood who Jesus said he was far better than the Jehovah's Witnesses. The Jehovah's Witnesses believe in the resurrection of the just. They didn't always believe in the resurrection of the unjust, but the Watchtower has changed that position in recent years, and they now believe in the resurrection of the just and of the unjust. The just to everlasting life, the unjust to annihilation, eternal annihilation. That's what they believe.
Can I go on with that question? Say, is that the end, at the great white throne judgment, or is that at the beginning, or when do they believe that takes place?
They would probably accept the resurrection of the just at the beginning of the millennium, and the resurrection of the unjust at the end, since they are essentially premillenarian in their theology. If indeed you can dignify their theology with this. Now, time, our mortal enemy, has crept up on us. It is now 9:10. Next week, we will go into the texts and the terms and how to answer the Jehovah's Witness when we are witnessing to them. Lord bless you, and thanks for coming. Good night.